Okay, we are in the Prakim. We're in the Prakim Perek Beis, finishing Perek Beis, hopefully going into Perek Gimel. I call Echad Hu. What he says here is that, just to review quickly, that it's very important, a chiddush, that if a person gets too involved in avodas Hashem, in the sense of I'm doing everything with Shema and I'm doing everything with Kedusha B'tara, it could become a balgaiva in the sense there's possible that yatsa scharev afseidai, because here you're doing something so holy. But when you do something that's so holy, you have a problem that you start looking down on people that are not doing things. They're just good Jews, you know, just davening and just learning and just doing mitzvahs. And you'll say, look, they're doing everything, but it's just by rote. And also this arrogant person, when he sees somebody who's being osek b'taris Hashem, he's burning Allah shu shalai lishma, he's not learning with Shema. Yispazabein of ma'oid, chasushalm, so the person will become lowly in your eyes, but who avon plili harachaman yatzilenum. This is an avon plili, Perek Beis, Prakim. And here he says a chiddush in halacha, ki be'emes, which I'm not sure if everybody agrees with, need to look at that. But he says, the whole idea of the tahara salei, this being a tzaddik while you're doing a mitzvah, he lemitzvah v'loy likuva. It's not makiv the mitzvah. Just do a mitzvah. Don't do the mitzvah. Don't be so concerned. It's a good thing, but it's not makiv anything. I said this already. I'm going to say it again. And if a person is doing all the mitzvahs correctly, he's being Shomer Shabbos, he's putting on his tefillin, he's keeping kosher, doing all the things correctly, even if he's not particularly what we would call religious about it, I'm doing it all. Nikra gamkein oyved alikim ve'ohuv lefanav yisparach. Hashem appreciates it. You're an oyved alikim. But by the way, that's pretty good. Except that it's medayik that oyved elokim, maybe not oyved Hashem, because oyved elokim is always on a lower and din level, on a teva level, on a maisa level. So you're doing good. You're living correctly. I say somebody lives in a certain kind of place and you. So you say, everybody's jogging every morning, so I'm going to go jogging too. So completely shaloi l'shma. It's completely shaloi l'shma. Do you get healthier or you don't get healthier? Or if everyone's eating only healthy food, I don't want to be different than everybody and have my my garbage. So I'm eating what everybody else is eating. Is it healthier or is it not healthier? Okay, Seder. So you're not the highest madrega where I'm thinking, oh, this is healthy. You're not in the highest madrega, but mamela, you're healthier. So I think that's what oyved elokim means. Am I doing it? I'm doing it. Do you ask everyone who enters into the army, like, what's your kavana? Maybe they do. I don't know. You have to take an oath and all that. But if you're doing the job, you're doing the job. Nobody's going to have any tightness. It's not as good as the one who's the hero who's.
It's not destroying the world versus the sack in the world.
Okay.
This is a save versus Mrs. Leza save.
It's a what?
This is a save versus Leza save. Not destroying.
Sur Meirah Seto. Yeah. But look, what we're talking about here in this paragraph that I just read to you is all about doing mitzvahs shaloi lishma. It doesn't talk about Torah. In other words, by doing a mitzvah, I'm eating kosher, or I'm making kiddush, or I'm putting on tefillin, and I'm doing it shaloi lishma. So he says, that okay, I did the mitzvah, and the lishma is not li'kuva. Yeah? That's what we just said. What about Torah? What about if I learn Torah shaloi lishma? And in one moment, I want to try to define our terms because it's unclear to me. But let's see the next paragraph. V'chein ha'odam ha'oisek b'toyres Hashem. Hashem. What about now I'm learning Torah? It's not I'm sitting and learning Torah. Like we're doing right now. Afilu shaloi lishma. What about there? Can I do it shaloi lishma? So he says, it's also good. Im kivadai shadayin eidu b'madrega gvoi amitis. It's not the right way to learn Torah. The right way to learn Torah is lishma. Amnam. Chalila v'chalila levazoisai afila b'lei. You shouldn't look down. You shouldn't look down on this person at all. Adirabba. On the contrary, kol ish Yisrael mechuyav gam l'negvay kavod. You have to give kavod who's learning Torah. Somebody's learning Torah shalei lishma. Hashikasu b'smola osher v'kavod v'darsha rabbi senu l'masmi ilimba. So there's the yamin. There's the small. The yamin is all the is lishma, and the small masmi ilimba. The left wing of spirituality is all shaloi lishma, but it's good. At least you're doing it. At least you're doing it. That's the thing. Do we need to, somebody's giving tzedakah, do we need to ask him 100 times, why are you giving this tzedakah? Let's give the tzedakah, we'll talk later. I don't even mean he's doing it for kavod or something. Even, occurred to me like there's a lot of diburim on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hanoisein Siddaka al Menashe Yichya Bani Hareza Tzadik Gamar.
None of my chalukas, Jesus.
Just one second. Hanoisein Siddaka al Menashe Yichya Bani Hareza Tzadik Gamar. What's the chiddush of the Gemara? That even though there's an ulterior motive. Shalom Lishma. So in yeshivas, they say, okay, why is he a tzadik gomer? Tzadik gomer. Not talking about it's okay, it's a good thing to do. It's a tzadik gomer. So in yeshivas, as I learned, that's because a person can have a number of kavanas at one time, and one's not a contradiction to the other. So for instance, I have a cup of coffee with you. So what's my kavana? One kavana is, well, let's have some coffee. It's a bonding experience. Another one is I like the taste. Another third one is I want to wake up a little bit. Another one is that I want to just, I want something warm. There could be 100 kavanas in having a cup of coffee. One is not contradicting the other one. So a person is giving tzedakah, al menashe yichya b'ni. That doesn't erase the fact that I want to help another person. That doesn't erase it. So Mamela, I have two kavanas, I raise it side of Gomer. That's what they say. Give me a second. That's what they say. That's the yeshiva shirei. But according to this paragraph we just read, say it differently. That the kavana is not ma'akiv in asiyas hamitzvah b'chol. It's not a problem. I don't have to have a kavana when I'm doing a mitzvah. I have to do a mitzvah. And the kavana is extra credit, but a tzadik gomer I could be even if I don't have kavana. I'm giving tzedakah, I'm an ashi yichya b'ni. Are you giving tzedakah? You're not giving tzedakah. The answer is you're giving tzedakah, you're helping out another Jew. Fine. So according to this, you don't have to come on to all the lumness of I have three kavanas, five kavanas. I have one kavana. I'm an ashi yichya b'ni, but that's fine.
These don't cancel each other out sometimes?
Well, look, they do maybe in Torah, but in a mitzvah, why should it cancel itself out? Now, I'll explain it. Because in a mitzvah, the ikar is we're doing, is the key word, is doing here, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do.
Asiya.
Lasa is a mitzvah. What's my kavana? The only kavana that's ma'akiv, whether you said, like David said, mitzvah, tzrichas kavana, ain't tzrichas kavana, the only kavana that's ma'akiv, halacha l'maisa, kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. That's all. That's what Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning. The only kavana that I really need is I want to be yotze. Is a kavana that I'm creating malachim and I'm being ma'achid elamais, or is a kavana that what does Hashem mean that I should put on tzitzis? What does he mean? None of it is. I'm not going to say it's unimportant, but none of those things are ma'akiv the mitzvah at all. Why? Because this is a point is just do your job. Like if you're in a job, if I hire an employee, I don't care why he's doing it. Just do it. I don't care what your energy is, or I just want you to do the job. Of course, it's better if you're doing it more b'kavanah.
It's a rationale behind this. If a non-Orthodox Jew, not observant Jew, takes me out for lunch because he wants to, make a business deal with me, his kavanah to take me out to lunch. But he's eating kosher. He's taking me to a kosher restaurant at his initiative. He's also doing a mitzvah. In the same way, a person could pray for the well-being of his son. Doesn't have to give tzedakah. You could do it with tefillah. Give tzedakah, that's an extra act. And therefore, the act itself has value.
It's separate of the kavanah.
Separate of the kavanah.
I'm giving my tzedakah so people patronize my business more. That's the only reason I'm doing it. So people know my name, and they think I'm a good guy, and they're going to cut my business more.
My understanding it is, I'm not sure if that's what a fry means, but my understanding of this lumdus here is that Maisa Machshava. Maisa is what I'm doing in the world of Asiya. Machshava is in a higher place. There's two things. Mitzvah, Lishma. Mitzvah is here, Lishma is there. Does the mitzvah have independent value without the like if you write a check, you do a Maisa. If you don't have money in the bank, you didn't do the Maisa. The whole Maisa is chaser. But if the kavana is not like having money in the bank to cover the check, the kavana is a separate thing. So you could do the mitzvah, the Maisa, without the lishma, so you're missing on something, but it doesn't disturb the Maisa itself. No matter what my kavana is, but that's all in the world of kavana.
Why is chanitha such a bad thing then? I'm giving you a gift.
It's an aveira.
I'm giving you a gift.
It's an aveira. Chanifas is an aveira. We're not talking about doing an aveira. You know, if you're giving tzedakah to the Palestinians, amanashi if you have a knee. So it doesn't make a difference what your kavanah is. It's wrong.
You have to say that. Because, and then logically, if you did say that, the two are combined, and so you don't have machshava, okay, so I won't do the mitzvah. You have to say that they're separate in some sense.
I didn't understand what you mean.
What do you mean? Why? It's illogical, because if you say that I didn't do anything without a kavanah.
Right, so you just won't do it.
So, no. Most people don't have that kavanah.
Well, maybe that should be the case. Maybe that should be the case. Don't do the mitzvah if you don't know how to do it. But it's for sure not the case. It's illogical, as you say. It's illogical to say, but... look, on the other hand, I mean, just to take the other side, I mean, does it make any sense to put on tefillin without any kavanah at all? Just think about it for a bit before you answer me. I have no kavanah at all. I'm a koif. Maisa koif ba'alma. Does it have what's...
But your mama.
So I have kavanah, let's say. So in other words, I have God in my mind someplace. That's the kavanah. Hashem. What if you're an atheist?
He told me to do it.
What if you're an atheist? I'll put it on. You want me to put it on? I'll put it on. What do I hear?
It's like a cultural.
Cultural. Yeah.
He has no kavanah.
So you got to believe that most people that get cornered by Chabad, that when they're doing the mitzvah, they have some kavanah. Like, okay, do a mitzvah. No, but if you put it on somebody while they're sleeping, let's say, like, no kavanah at all.
Mitzvah says,
but you need to have kavanah, let's say.
Mitzvah masyos.
Right. I'm saying it's not so logical. I'm just making this point. It's not so purely logical to me. We could be mavalpil. That if I don't have any kavanah, like, what am I doing already?
Is there an assumption you've done the act? There's some level of...
What?
You did an act. You're doing it.
So the Gemara says a case that if I lose money in the street, I didn't even know I lost it, and an ani comes and picks it up. It's a Gemara. An ani comes and picks it up. I'm a kind of mitzvah tzedakah. I didn't even know I did the tzedakah. I wouldn't have done it if I knew. I would have told that guy to get lost. But FLPK, I'm a kind of mitzvah tzedakah. Why? Because of the world of Asiya, I did what I'm supposed to do. Tachlis, I did what I'm supposed to do. It doesn't require kavanah. I'm just Hashem created me to do stuff. So do stuff. Somebody's planting oranges. It doesn't make a difference to me why he's planting the oranges.
There's no maisa there.
What? Planting oranges.
Losing money, is there a maisa?
So the Gemara says a chiddush. Even that's called a maisa. So of course, the money's going from your rishus to his rishus.
It's a maisa. Where's
the kavanah? Avar's rishus.
Where's the kavanah Asiya's mitzvah?
Nothing.
Bidi Avid Mitzvahs Masiyas don't need...
Because Bidi Avid Mitzvahs ain't Shechus Kavanah.
Not
Mitzvahs Masiyas, Bidi Avid,
you know?
What if they steal money from me?
You're both taking two sides of a Bir Halacha. Okay, it's...
But if the person...
Ain't Tom McCoyman. The what? What is the opposite?
Somebody is walking by accident after he put the peel on the side of his bag and fell out of his bag, and now a banana peel on the street, somebody slipped a banana peel. So now, did he do another Erev because...
Mishnah of Baba Kam. Mishnah of Baba Kam.
Well, Nezik, okay, so Nezik, from Mitzvah.
Nezik is a different...
could be a difference. I mean, here's a Mrs. Lezer say, Mrs. Asay. And by Lezer say, had no kavana, but it didn't destroy anything. It didn't do anything that destroys anything. I don't, do I need kavana to eat, not to eat chazen? No.
No. Well, but let's say I'm stealing something and I don't realize I'm stealing it. Steal it. I thought it was my food and it's your food. I thought my apple, it's your apple. So, did I do something wrong or not?
Shugging.
Okay. Shugging is an aver. You bring a korban. Bring a korban for such a thing. So what do we see from there? That a fartrunken a maisa without any kavana at all. No kavana. Tzaddik, I wouldn't take your apple.
But nezik might be different.
Might be. I'm saying, so there's lots of talk here, but you see, what you see, underlining point is that a maisa without kavana is also a maisa. That's all I'm saying. Maisa without kavana. So let's go further. I don't want to get stuck here. But what about, this is all talk about mitzvahs. What about Torah? What about Torah? So, chena adam, ois, chena adam, ois, guitaris Hashem, afilu shaloi lishma. You can't look down on somebody who's learning Torah Shaloi Lishma. Now, we know, let me just ask this question. We know the kavanah of a mitzvah minimally is Hashem told us to do it, so I'm doing it. Right? What's the kavanah of limudat Torah? The same thing? Or something more to it? What is the kavanah? You're sitting in this key, you came here to share today. What's the kavanah of limudat Torah? Shem said to do it, so I'm doing it. Is that the same thing, or is there something more to it? Is it like instructive?
Well, I expect to grow from it. I expect to change from doing it. I expect to get some benefit from it, not just because I'm supposed to.
Intellectual benefit.
Intellectual, spiritual benefit.
Right, and a mitzvah?
A specific mitzvah, yes, but... I'm learning Torah.
If I'm doing a regular mitzvah, so even if it's a chok, I don't know what I'm growing, I don't know what I'm getting, I'm just doing it. I'm
assumption. All these things are happening because Hashem told me to do it.
And it's making good things. So I'm saying, what's the difference between Torah and mitzvahs, is there? True, but why? Talmud and Torah connect a kulam, but why? And you're bringing a proof that it's different. So what? I'm just saying a simple thing. What's the kavan? Minimal kavan. Learning Torah.
Otherwise, it's just. I mean, if I learn Torah, don't understand the words. I'm not
yet. Chayr.
Lasso. I thought it's right. Just lasso. There's a begia. There's an effort to get chayr. You don't understand.
The what?
But Torah. It's chayr if you're the begia. You're begia even if you don't understand.
If you're trying to understand.
If you learn wrong shot, you get a mitzvah. Probably. But if you just read, you know, it's this idea. You know, we're going to at 120 years old, we're going to come to Olam Haba, and they say, "Okay, good, you learned Torah for 3 minutes."
But can you distinguish? Of course, it's not a mamon. So if someone puts tefillin on them, they've done a masa. But if they go to a Jewish studies course, and they're
I would say it's nothing.
It's not.
No, I'm not saying, but I would say it's nothing like, because
it's filling different than saying, the Torah.
This is the Chiddush.
You're saying Torah is Hashem. You're not just saying Torah.
Right, so it's a difference with the tefillin than with the Torah. Tefillin, at least.
I'm doing a maisa, that's in the world of Asiya.
Right. Whereas, Torah, go to Jewish studies course, you're studying university, you're studying to get an A.
Okay, studying to get a degree in Torah. So,
to get an A.
In Judaic studies, for whatever reason. So where is that a mitzvah in Asiya or is that a mitzvah in Bria, in Yitzira?
If it's not Torah's Hashem.
I'm just saying, let's
if it's not Torah's Hashem,
let's not be negative. What should be my kavanah? That's
you're
all
getting if it's not if it's Torah's Hashem, you're not doing this Torah's Hashem, but you're getting the ideas. Is that still
is it a mitzvah? Can you make birchas atayr around that? You know, so the Gemara says, why was there a Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Because Shloi Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. We didn't make a bracha on the Torah. What does that mean? We learn Torah, but not for religious reasons, just for making a bracha on Torah would signify that I'm learning Torah for religious reasons. I made a bracha. So, Leibarucho Batar Tchila. And therefore, we had a Charban Beis HaMikdash. Terrible. On the other hand, that doesn't make it usher. It doesn't mean that they didn't learn Torah. It just means that the lack of religiosity in it caused the hook of the Charban Beis HaMikdash.
Is that the kind of...
you're looking at me weird.
Maybe I didn't understand.
What is the Gemara saying? They say we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, for example. So maybe because we're not learning Torah Lishma enough. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't learn Torah Shaloi Lishma. So here he brings his thesis, as he brings from the Zohar Mefurish in the next paragraph, that even if somebody learns Torah Shaloi Lishma, I'm just struggling with what is the Lishma altogether. So I want to show you something. Give me, I brought a Rambam. This is a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, I'm sorry, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud Halacha Hey, says the Rambam, Kol Ha'Oisek, listen carefully, Kol Ha'Oisek B'Torah Kedei L'Kabel Schar, O Kedei Shaloi Tagia La Peronius, Areza Oisek Shaloi Lishma. Let's do that again. You're learning Torah. Why are you learning Torah? You want to get Tzchar. Talmud Torah Kenega Kulam. You want to get Tzchar. Oh, Kadesh Loi Tagi Alav Peronius. The Gemara says in the Brachas that if you're learning Torah, so it's making you from Peronius. Keeps bad things away. So that all goes into Harez, that's in the category of Hareza Oisek Shaloi Lishma. But anybody who learns Torah, Loi Liyura, not because you're afraid, Veloi L'Kabel Schar, Ella, what's the other choice? Mipnei Avas Adoin Kol Haaretz, Shetziva Ba, Hareza Oisek Ba Lishma. So the Rambam importantly defines the Lishma, Shaloi Lishma. Shaloi Lishma is, I like the segula of the Torah. And Lishma is, I'm doing it just out of Ava, even if I get nothing out of this at all. Just learning Torah, Rabbi Akiva, just learning Torah.
Because it's a mitzvah. For what reason? He said, why am I learning Torah? He says, because it's
a mitzvah. Avas Hashem.
Oh, it's Avas Hashem.
That's what he says.
But that the Lishma is awareness. It's mitzvah, he said.
Kol Oisek Ba Loi Liyira V'Loi L'Kabel Schar Ela Bipnei Ahavas Adoin Kol Haaretz Shetziva Ba. Hashem told me to learn Torah.
That's
the key word. Hareza Oisek Ba Lishma. So we have a good definition of Lishma, but more important, we have a new definition of Shalom Lishma. Lo Lishma means I'm learning Torah. I presume like many of us, much of the time, learning Torah for schar, learning Torah to be megan, Torah's megan umatzel saves you from peronius. It's good, right? There's a lot of good things to learning Torah, but that's shaloi lishma. What he doesn't cover is what if I learn Torah for kavod? What if I learn Torah to get a degree? What if I learn Torah for money? What happens then?
If you get a job to teach.
Yep. Yeah, so all the stop. If I want to get paid in kolol, I have to come. I have to learn Torah. Some good. So I'm shalom lishma. It's not. In other words, it's worse than shalom lishma. That's not even on the list. Shalom lishma means for peronius. This is a very important thing. There's lishma, shalom lishma. Let's do it the other way. Lishma, shalom lishma, and then off the charts. Off the charts is, I'm doing it for my own personal yishmak. I like learning Torah. I enjoy it. Yes, which it is. You know, we happen to be lucky that Torah is very beautiful.
but the Rambam is taking a very curious approach. When he finds what is the Shema, it's very specific. Do it only because Hashem...
Avas Adonai.
Avas
Adon Kol Haaretz.
So that's very clear. Everything else is Lo Lishma.
That's not what he says, though.
That's not what he says.
Right.
But by inference.
That's why I'm reading it as Rambam. But I'm reading this Rambam to point out the following, that I understand what Lishma is. We all understand what Lishma is. What the Chiddush here is, what's Shaloi Lishma? Shaloi Lishma is I'm doing it for Yira. Yira Ahava. Okay, but there's another million steps.
So, is Shaloi Lishma.
So that's not Torah, that's a mitzvah.
That's tzedakah. But what if you don't start out mashing it?
Doesn't say that in the Gemara, right?
Huh?
Could be that's nothing. Could be it's bad. V'amru chachamim, it says tzedakah. Doesn't say. Amru chachamim. Now the chachamim say, la'olam yasek adam b'tera afilu shalai lishma shemitek shalai lishma balishma. True or false that the Gemara says that?
Whose definition of lishma?
The quote. Is it a correct quote or not a correct quote? It's correct? No. The Gemara says, doesn't say anywhere in the Chazal, b'teira. It says b'teira ube mitzvahs, meaning teira and mitzvahs are equal. Comes the Rambam, and he makes a distinction between Torah and mitzvahs. He says, I'm talking about Torah now. So Torah, what's the distinction? Why? Why does he say what the Gemara says? V'amr chacham lo'ilam yasek adam b'Torah afilu shalai lishma shemitay shalai lishma b'alishma. So that's a half a quote, which is a huge difference. Lefichach, says the Rambam, halacha l'maisa, kishem lamdim es haktanim. When you teach children, es nashim, l'haratzim, it's okay to teach them, you should teach them to learn Torah miyira. It says here you should teach Nashim to learn Torah. Kishem alamdim es haktanim es hanashim uklal ameyarz ein malamdim noisam el alavoid miyira ukadei lakabal schar. Torah. The avoid of Torah. And then, let's say a kid grows up, as he's growing up, Megalim Lohem Razeh, you tell them the secret. Mat mat, but not all at one time. Little by little, you tell them the secret. Margilanois, what's the secret? Avas Hashem. Margilanois and Linyan Zebenachas. Go slowly with this. Achiasigu viadua viabdua viavo. Do not skip steps. This is, do not, you know, don't throw this Abbas Hashem on a kid. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. So he's telling us, so there's two big kedushim here. Three. Number one is the Pirush of Shaloi Lishma is Miyira. So let the Rambam speak to us. First thing is, when I'm talking about Shaloi Lishma, I'm talking about by Yira, as opposed to Ava.
Yiras Hashem or Yira, like you have to do this, like you have to go to school.
I presume you're a Hashem. That's the way I understand it. The second thing is, what I'm talking to you now about, says the Rambam, is only Torah, not mitzvahs. Mitzvahs might be different. As the Nefesh HaChaim points out, that by mitzvahs, the Iker is the Maisa. Kavan is mamash extra credit. But now I'm talking about by Torah. You with me? Now by Torah, not mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, the Nefesh HaChaim says, just the Maisa. What about Torah? So Torah, it says in the Rambam, that you have to have some, even the Shaloi Lishma has to have some Lishma to it. Dehainu, you're doing it Meiro, or L'Kabal Schar. Still a religious exercise, let's say. But I'm not doing it Lishma as it was intended to be done for Avas Hashem. So he says, that's good, and that's the right way to do, and you only, why does he say to be so careful not to do it me'ava to begin with? Because it's not realistic. If you'll tell a kid, something like you said before, if you'll tell a kid, learn Torah, why? Why should I learn Torah? Why should I go to school and learn Torah? So if you tell a kid to do it because of Avas Hashem, he's going to end up not doing it. It's not a smart thing to say. You have to give a very real Gashmius reason for doing it. So it could be candy, it could be whatever it might be. So you have to, and lot, he says, lot, because otherwise, I think actually it's exactly what you said, otherwise you could take away the whole mice. But that's by Torah. So then there's Torah Shaloi Lishma, which he doesn't say, by the way. So that's talking about, so the Gemara Lekantar. But it's more than that, according to the Rambam. Lekintur, as it's not good in my book, how does the Zayner? Lekintur, meaning you're just doing it to put other people down, that's only one example of the Shaloi Lishma, which is Aser. But the truth is that the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, which I don't have in front of me, that any time you're learning Torah lahanos atzmai, it's usser, because you're nana midivrei Torah. You're not allowed to have hanah from, it's like having hanah from hektish.
What do you do with Igbe Tal? Igbe Tal says hamdama.
That's the same thing. He argues with this. Igbe Tal and the Rav Shulchan Aruch argue with this Rambam. No, what you do with it? He brings the Rambam. And he argues with him, but that's good bakias.
what does he mean in the middle ground? I can understand a person has only kavana lo lishma, or only the kavana lishma, according to his conditions. What's the middle ground mean? Is he suggesting by this la'at la'at that there is a middle ground for lishma?
There is. You start from Yira and you go up to Ava, but there's nothing beyond Yira.
So, meaning there's no recognition of Torah lishma unless you've perfected it? Or if you have a blend of some lishma and you also have these other.
We have a halacha, a chiddush and halacha of shaloi lishma ba lishma, which the Rambam says for some reason only by Torah. I think there's reasoning for it. There's only by Torah. And so the two bookends here is the shaloi lishma is yira or lekabel schar, two things, and the lishma, and you can't go further than that. And the lishma is Ava, you can't go further than that either. Well, you're gonna go further than Ava. So like you're not becoming God here. But here's the thing. So it comes to Emily Tal and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and they say, what about like if you're learning to know what to do, let's say you're learning. Right. So the Gemara says, I'm just saying, the Gemara says, let's leave. I don't want to complicate it here with the Rav. It's not even the Rav Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Kuntra Zachar, but in Hilchos Talmud Torah. But let's say the Gemara says you're not allowed to teach a Talmud Sheina Hagun. Hagun. What's that? What's the case? Not allowed to teach a Talmud Sheina Hagun. And it says terrible things if I teach a Talmud Sheina Hagun. What? So what does Aino Hagun mean, you're asking?
He might come to be the Kantar.
Pasha Chad is not religious.
Okay,
so you know what the Rav Shulchan Aruch says? Take a chance. That's what he says. He says, take a chance, because maybe there's a part of it. I think this is what everyone's saying. I'm just saying, maybe there's a part of him which is learning at least Shaloi Lishma. And the Shaloi, even though he's got a big mouth and he's saying, yeah, I hate the stuff, I'm learning it, I'm just doing it, yeah, I don't want to do it, I just want to do it Lakantir. But even in such a case, there's an element of, not Lishma, but an element of Shaloi Lishma Hamutaris. This is what Rav Shulchan Aruch says. And therefore, I want to show you the Rav Shulchan Aruch inside. Do you know where it is? Do you know where it is? I think it's right by my seat. The last chiluk.
He teaches the contrast of taunt.
Taunt, okay. You're coming to be Mitzayer Talmidei Chachamim.
The cure of the ones who are fighting are the ones who are most likely to come from?
In all of education. We like them. But that fighting is not. You mean Lakantar?
Not Lakantar, like to put down, but Lakantar, like how to say this is true? How can this be? Why?
That's not
question.
That's not taunting.
What is taunting? How do you define it?
Taunting is aggression.
Stupid. The rabbis are spinning arguments on pinheads.
To slug it up. It could also be Lukantar.
No.
I want to show how stupid.
We're talking about
to Lukantar means to taunt means to
say this stuff is
means to cause pain.
Look how stupid this stuff is. Not, I don't agree with it. How can you say that? I disagree.
Oh, to be belittled.
Here's the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Kuntres Achren. Perek Dalet and Hilchos Talmud Torah. And the Kuntres Achren, this is the Hagois that he wrote after Kuntres Achren, right? Achren. He wrote it after he wrote the Rav Shulchan Aruch. He wrote this. Aleph. Ayin Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. We just did that. L'chor Yitzarachim. Rex L'chakasha, your kasha, I think. Why? No, it's my kasha. Why does he only say this by Torah? Why doesn't he say it by mitzvos? Gam b'shar ma'isim, not mi amrin an hachi, soite mem zayim, lo ilum yasek b'Torah u b'mitzvos. Okay, I didn't know he asked that. Shibishar, and what's the proof? Because the Gemara says the whole proof for this thesis that lo ilum yasek on the b'Torah u b'mitzvos shaloi lishma, we learn out from Balak. Shibishar, mem beis karbonos, the Gemara says that Balak brought 42 karbonos to Hashem, completely because Bilam told him that this is a good luck thing for you to do, and you'll be able to kill Jews if you do this. But because Sof Kol Sof, he brought these karbanos to Hashem, so Zachav Yatzim Imenu Rus, Amavia, granddaughter of Balak. So it's a good tzach. So the Gemara says, you see, even a Russia is doing something Shalai Lashma, it's a good thing. So why does the Rambam leave out Gamma Rambam Kosov Kane Saif Hilchus Chuva Gamba Noshim Ship Turis Metalmatur? Also, it was a Bibadaik in the Rambam that it says you should teach Torah to women. We have that deal also. The truth is, they're Pater from Talmatur. Levadai the Mimitsu Sasa Shapir Shah Mitsu Nasa Kitak Kitikuna Al Kopanim Elishamach Shafta Elishim Mitsu. So here he says exactly what the Nefesh HaKayim says. And that is that when it comes to mitzvahs, self called self, you're doing the mitzvah. If you're doing the mitzvah, even if your kavan is wrong, it's okay.
Still in action.
Avol b'talmud Torah, still in the world, a maisa. Avol b'talmud Torah, kishaloi made veinu makayim. Now this is his tight. Talmud Torah, let's say I'm learning, but I have no intention of ever keeping this stuff. I'll learn it. See, we're all learning. You learn on Dvar Halacha, so you think to yourself, I'm going to try to keep that. But it's not like if somebody says, I have no interest in keeping it, I'm just sort of curious about it. I'm just interested in it. What about a person who learns Torah? This is a new case, and he's not makayim mashaloi made. Hare olav namar ula rasha amar alekim malach olasaper chukai. Pasuk in Tilim. Why are you learning Torah? You have no interest in listening to me. Why are you even? Why are you doing this? It's a rasha. Besalke daitachamina. He says, I would have thought shiroi aloi shaloi yilmaid. So must be better that he doesn't learn, making yourself into a Russia. Kamash Milan comes around Rambam and he says, "Da'afilu hachi, a Talmud maybe l'day ma'isa l'besoiv." It's okay, you'll end up doing. Rambam doesn't say that. Al kopanim sha'amor sheba machzira l'muta, because the light of the Torah, as we've so often heard, somehow or another, has a way of going into the person and causing good deeds.
He's saying that b'shem the Rambam, or b'shem the Chazal?
Rambam doesn't say that.
No, wait, he's saying in the Chazal. It's not Taichi.
Well, he thinks that. I think he's Taichi. He says, "B'soy by lilmaid l'kayim l'shma. I ain't melamdin l'talmud she'ino hagun." So he's saying it himself. And if I'm right that it's kedai to learn shaloi l'shma, he's not being he's medayik in half the Rambam, not the other half the Rambam. One, he's tight. He's medayik in half of the Rambam that says it's only Torah and not mitzvahs. But he's not medayik in the fact that he of what lishma is, what his rules of lishma is. So it says, "I ain malam del talmud shein hagun," which would mean that if a person has no intention of keeping the Torah, I shouldn't teach him. Yesh loymar. So he says, I want to say pshat like this. He says the Balatanya. Harav ein sarich lahaschnis es atzmi lebeis hasafik. Rav doesn't have to start questioning this. Shema lo yachzer boy. Nimso zarek evin lamarkolis. Abel hu atzmai chayiv lahachnis as atzmai. To my yasid ashashi. What do you? Let's make it clear. What does the Rav have to lose by teaching a Talmud Sheino Hagun? Well, one thing you have to lose, as before he was a shogeg, now he's a mason. That's one thing you have to lose. Better not to teach him Torah. But Ein Hev Sedoi, but that loss, he's doing like a numbers game. Ein Hev Sedoi Shokul Keneged Tzharai. Take a look at the other side. Let's say it's good Torah. Let's say he starts keeping even one thing. Im Yiske V'yasi L'mutav V'im Lo Yiske Damai B'roishe V'aliteu. So let's say I'm the Rebbe. So now I have to make a cheshbon. On the one hand, if I teach you Torah, I'm going to take your shoygeg and turn it into a mezon. On the other hand, let's say you're going to keep something. Something's going to sink in from what I'm teaching you. So now I should teach you Torah because of that. And if I don't, and you don't keep the mitzvah, damai b'roisha, now I get in trouble. Why didn't you teach him Torah? So like Oily me yitzri, oily me yitzri. Like what am I supposed to? There's an English expression, but stick with the oily me yitzri.
And if you do, then if you don't.
Thank you. I wasn't having a hard time thinking about it. I was having a hard time saying it. But the nekuda here is so comes the Rav Shulchan Aruch, which is probably one of the makaris for the whole Chabad movement. Is take a chance at it because. What are you going to do? Okay, your worst comes to worst, you turn them into a mason. That's pretty bad, actually. You turn them into a mason. What's the other choice? That you're going to deprive him of a mitzvah? So he says, Ein hef seidoi shakol keneged scharayim yiske v'yasur l'mutav. If he leaves the Ran, he goes to the mutav because of something you said. V'im lo yiske damai b'roishe. Oh, the other way. And if he doesn't keep it, so it's his problem anyways. Ali Taylor Russia, you ought to help Rishoyim do bad things. Rav should take a chance on this, take the gamble. Unless you have another choice, if you could first be Makaravim and then teach him Torah, so good. His maskana is that you should put the left and bring him closer with the right. So his maskana is not the Pashat of Shat in the Rambam. Pashat of Shat in the Rambam is that if you're not going to do me yira l'chol apachas, so then better you shouldn't learn Torah at all. And he says, no, take a chance. So maybe not only a Rav with the Talmud, we take a chance on ourselves. Take a chance on ourselves that we'll, even, I'm not sure if I'm doing it in a year, but take a chance. Fact is, it might bring me to better Hanhaga in terms of Torah Mitzvah. So, but Tachlis, the Rambam, let's end with where we started this Rambam.
And those are Rambam Talmud Torah, and it's Talmud Torah that he's discussing.
Rambam's in Hilchos Tshuva. Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah also doesn't say, I don't think, Torah Mitzvahs. But for sure here, he doesn't say Torah Mitzvahs, so let's just leave it with this. The Rambam doesn't say Torah Mitzvahs. He does say that when it comes to Torah, we can say, Shalai Lishma, Ba Lishma, but the Shalai Lishma has to be Yira, and it could be that he doesn't say Mitzvahs, because Mitzvahs have a different Hagdara, and the Hagdara of Mitzvahs is not only Yira, anything, any reason you do. Even if you do Mitzvahs L'Kantir, you still did a Maisa Mitzvah. You still same thing, same idea. Right. Now, let's say an Ani's asking you for money, and he's really irritating you, so you take it and you throw it at him. L'Kantir. Okay, good, throw some more. the mitzvah is a mitzvah. So, of course, the mitzvah is a mitzvah. So the Rambam isolates this in Hilchos Tshuva over here, and he talks about Torah, I think, because over here the Torah is Shalei Lishma. You have stronger parameters of what Shalei Lishma is. But the Nefesh HaChaim, which we have to continue on Thursday, says even by Torah Shalei Lishma, probably he means the Rambam Shalei Lishma. The opposite of the Balatanya. So let's let that sink in and let's go over that machlokes very briefly on on Thursday. It seems to be a clear machlokes in the Shalei Lishma.
Shavua Tovum Mavorach. Baltaintos, he's saying any situation.